Chinese pilot.
You need to get your headphones back on and listen to some podcasts while Daddy talks, okay?
Okay, I'm going to just listen to this new podcast I found. It's called Can We Get Arnie?
Don't listen to that shit. Okay, I want to do it. Hello and welcome to another exciting edition of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast in the entire meta universe.
Ooh.
Yeah, I said it. That dares ask the question, can we add Arnie? Thank you everyone who's been giving us shout outs and sharing our videos and podcasts. We appreciate you for being you.
And commenting on all our posts as well.
No, I don't appreciate them.
You don't appreciate the comments. Okay.
Mainly my mum. She keeps saying, get a real job. I'm like, mum, this is my real job. It's not. If you're new to the podcast, basically what we do is we take one pre-existing actor from Austria called Arnold Schwarzenegger and we put him into movies to make them better.
Because what movie would not be improved by having Arnold in it?
Haven't found one yet, and I'll continue to hunt until we do. Now, before we get any further, Corey Sutton to my right.
Hello there, Alan Oldworth.
And Alan Oldworth to me.
to my left.
To your left and to my. Yeah, and we should probably tell you what movie we're doing. We're doing the movie Kick-Ass.
We are. The 2010, bit of a cult classic, came out during high school for me.
Yep.
Every kid saw it. Every kid saw it because it was just edgy. It was different. It was violent.
It was fun. It was violent before, like, superhero movies really were just made to be violent. Like, before Deadpool era. Yeah, Blade had come out, things like that. But it was really cool at the time. And it was funny, legitimately funny. It had that kind of teenage humor that we all loved.
Yeah, it really did. I would say this. Kick-Ass walked so Deadpool could run.
Oh!
Put it on a shirt.
With all that in mind, let's take a look at the movie by giving us the synopsis, Corey.
Alrighty then. Kick-Ass is a bold and irreverent superhero film that follows the story of Dave Lazowski. Is that how you pronounce that?
Let's just say yes.
Okay. We won't use his surname furthermore after this. Sorry to the Jewish community.
I bet you that. Well, here comes the letters.
An ordinary high school student who decides to become a real-life superhero despite lacking any superpowers. Donning a homemade costume, Dave takes on the alter ego, Kick-Ass, or Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass.
For our American listeners.
Yep.
And sets out to fight crime in his city, which I believe is meant to be New York.
It's giving me Manhattan vibes.
Yeah. Along the way, he encounters other costumed vigilantes, including the deadly and skilled Hit Girl and her vengeful father, Big Daddy, starred as Nicolas Cage, who's featured before
featured in this podcast before for National Treasure, and I am welcoming him back with open arms. Well, thanks, Alan. Easy, Tiger.
Who are on a mission to take down a powerful crime boss, Frank D'Amico. Or D'Amico.
I don't
know. Apologies to our Italian listenership.
You know what? I want you to stay away from last names, if I'm being honest with you.
As Dave gets drawn deeper into the world of crime fighting, he must confront the consequences of his actions and decide what it truly means to be a hero.
Yes, what does it truly mean to be a hero? Well, according to this movie, it means having a lot of equipment to kick butt with and, I don't know, being a bit of a crazy character.
Mental health issues.
That is where I'm alluding to. I like the movie, by the way, just quietly. 7.6 out of 10 on IMDb. No idea what that means in Rotten Tomatoes terms.
Kind of kick-started Matthew Vaughn's career as a director and writer, I think, because he went on and did the Kingsman series.
Oh, you know what? I see that. Yeah, great call. That kind of action sequences that are really kind of funny. Yeah, good call. Great call. Maybe the greatest call. I'm not padding at all, looking for the rating of Kick-Ass. One moment, please. Cut this, Ethan. It is...
Oh, that's your first cut this, Ethan.
Yeah, but I'm doing it for time constraints, not for racism. Rotten Tomatoes has it, the 77% score from critics, 81% from the audience, which is pretty good. That's about right.
Warranted.
Yeah. We should get this Wheel of Wonder happening, right? We should get this Wheel of Characters, this thing that we've been trying to organize.
Yes, we'll add a random character into today's film.
Okay, I've got it in front of me now. These are all suggestions from you, by the way, the people who think that we should be putting a character in. And great work the other day with Mac tonight. Holy moly, I'm still...
One of the funniest characters we've ever added.
I'm still...
Can it be topped? I don't know.
I doubt it. All right, here we go. We've got... What? I don't even know what this sounds like. The guy from Animorphs, stuck as a hawk.
Is that the book series?
Yes.
That would have like a human and then it would slowly fade into the animal?
Like five versions of a guy transforming into an animal.
So
once again, it's a guy from Animorphs, stuck as a hawk. So it's just a hawk, right?
It's just a hawk. Can they talk when they're an animal in animals?
Not I never. Real, no, they're animals. They can't talk. They're animals.
I never read the books.
No, it was the TV series as well.
Oh, was there a TV show?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, he agrees as well. I think that's the hawk from Animals. Can't be certain. How can we make it better? But, well, right from the get-go, I love this era of movies, and we saw it so much, it actually became kind of memes, where it would start off with the internal monologue of the main character as they're walking down. So in this case, it's our kick-ass character. He's walking and going, I'm not an ordinary kid. I'm just some guy trying to make it in high school. That guy's a hero. That's the girl I like. I want Arnie as that role. I want Arnie narrating any situation that happens. So if you remember the movie, it's him narrating up to the point where you think it's going to be him as that initial superhero on the top of the building.
Who essentially suicide.
I don't think he means to suicide. He has wings after all, but that's certainly
unintentionally
what happens.
Dies and splats.
Yeah. Hey, it's me. Just an ordinary boy who's 14 years old, living his best life. And as I'm walking down the street, everyone says hello to me. Hey, Rebecca. Hey, Charlie. All right, going into my high school. It's so cool being a cool superhero, but not yet. Everywhere I look, why aren't people being superheroes like me?
It's kind of hard when it's just one narrator for me to even throw anything in.
You can give
me
like straight sound effects and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I just saw a hawk over there a moment ago. Okay. Well, that hawk is very sick. Okay, what's going on? Sick hawk over there. Oh my god, it's so disarming. It's actually kind of terrifying. Well, anyway, I'm going to walk around. Hey, you're listening to me right now, who I'm talking to, the audience of the movie. You're probably like, hey, you're probably some cool superhero about to do some cool thing off the top of that building. Well, guess what? A nut. It's not me. Surprise, motherfucker. I'm just a regular school kid. Let's begin the movie. I mean, that's good stuff.
It's good. It's really good.
I find that voice less jarring. The hawk, not so much.
You're not a fan of the hawk?
I felt the hawk was sick, man. That Animorph character is stuck, and they don't know what to do. They're like, oh, God, is this bird flu? It is. Characters that you'd introduce into the movie that Arnie could play.
I was thinking it would make sense if we had another superhero.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That was Arnie.
We see a few pop up, right? They're inspired from Kick-Ass.
Yeah, and they're all kind of like... And I think the second movie does a deeper dive into these different characters of the universe of Kick-Ass.
I know I've seen it, but I cannot remember.
It's got Jim Carrey in it.
Oh, really?
As Colonel Stars and Stripes, which is a ripoff of Captain America.
Okay, I've definitely not seen it then.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Well worth looking into.
Okay, interesting.
So I was thinking for Arnie, he would be his own kind of vigilante who's operating in the city.
Yes.
Busting crime.
Now, this is a world of superheroes like Kick-Ass, Hit Girl, Big Daddy, Red Mist. What are you thinking?
I was really going to lean into the stereotype of him being Austrian.
Okay.
I have two possible names.
All right, you pitch them to me and I'll let you know which one the studio's going with.
Okay, number one, the Caped Schnitzel.
All right, well, I mean,
strong.
Do we need to waste any more time? I feel like we've already sorted it. Just for lols, maybe we send through the second one.
The second one's based on the Sound of Music. I call it the Sound of Fists.
That one.
So his superhero is called the Sound of Fists.
Absolutely. That's the Sound of Fists. All right, cool. Well, and obviously, we'll just get to introduce this character. He's just out in the streets doing his superhero stuff, right?
Yeah.
Let me just break in this car over here. Just getting this bag in here. Yeah, this old lady.
Hey, you.
Whoa.
What are you doing? You look like you're up to no good.
No. I was I'm just trying to get into this car for my grandma. She locked her keys in, so I'm just trying to get in there.
This is your grandmother's car?
Yep, you know it.
Well, I'm a superhero. I'm a helpful guy.
I can see that. What's your name? I haven't seen you on the scene. You like Kick-Ass? You like one of those cool guys?
I'm better than Kick-Ass.
Wow, what's your name?
I am the Sound of Fists.
All right, well, I'm just going to keep
you
doing
don't
what
like
I'm
it? You don't like the name?
It's fine.
What do you mean?
It's fine.
It's a good name.
Where's it come from?
It's from Austria. I'm Austrian.
Oh, like Sound of Music, but it's Sound of Fists?
It's the Sound of Fists.
Okay, cool.
Like and Julie Andrews and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I was kind of getting that feeling. Are you going to punch me?
I mean, you said you locked your grandmother's car keys in the car, so I'm here to help you. I'm
absolutely
a superhero. I'm a very helpful guy.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I mean, no need to look any further than that. You can go away and probably deal with real crimes if you want.
No. Oh. My schedule's quite free at the moment, actually.
Feel free to go and do whatever you need.
No. Okay, so the keys are stuck in here, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. The window is open now.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Where are the keys?
Ah, maybe this isn't the right car.
Is your grandmother here?
No.
So we just smashed a window of possibly not your grandmother's car.
Hey, it's me. Big Daddy. I mean, Hit Daddy. What am I called again? Oh, no, Big Daddy. I was right the first time. Never second guess yourself. It's me, Big Daddy. Hey, I know this guy, this crime dude. What are you doing?
No, nothing, man. Hey, whoa.
Let me into it. It's okay, Big Daddy. I've got this.
Yeah, he's got this. Get out of here, you Batman wannabe.
This guy.
Hey!
He locked his grandmother's keys in the car, Big Daddy.
Where's the grandma?
Well, she's somewhere around here,
if
obviously.
If she was here, we'd see her, right?
Big Daddy.
No, I was trying to explain that to the sounds of fists. Sounds of fists?
Sounds of fierce.
Sounds of fierce. I was explaining the sounds of fierce.
What a name. I love it. It's so cool.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So good.
I'm glad you're familiar with the sound of music.
I'm familiar with a lot of things, this guy being a criminal, and you got to stop helping him, or you're going to find yourself on the right side of justice.
Okay, so you're saying he's actually not a good guy.
That's a bit rude. I'm just saying, I'm just here trying to, you know, like, that's an assumption that you're making, Batman knockoff.
You gotta stop calling me that, man. I'm not joking around.
Oh, grandson. What's going on over here? Did you get my keys out of the car?
Hey, Grandma. Look, I was trying. Is this your car?
Yes, that is my car.
You said you locked your keys and I can't find them anywhere.
Who's the man in the weird black suit?
Hey, whoa, this is, I think I've got to get going in a second. I think I might skedaddle.
No, stay, I've seen you on the TV.
Okay,
And who's your friend here?
Oh, hello, madame, it is me. I am the Sound of Fists.
Great name.
Did I tell you I was actually weighing up the caped schnitzel?
Yeah, I'm so glad you went with the other one. It's just so much better. You know, I went with a couple of names as well before I landed on Big Daddy.
What else did you have?
Batman.
Uh-huh, and that IP was probably taken.
Yeah, but I'd already bought the outfit. I didn't know that it was his at the time, but yeah, anyway.
You do look a little like
that's
Batman.
Enough from you, old lady. I'm trying to deal with some stuff over here.
Hey, man, don't talk to my grandma like that.
I just want to get in the car, grandson.
Well, grandma, it's covered with glass.
Who
I was
smashed
trying to,
the window?
Well, I smashed the little one. I thought I'd get through the little back bit, and then this sounds of idiot came in and smashed the front window.
No,
so
it's not idiot. It's fierce.
It sounds of fierce. It's a ripping name. You gotta show him some damn respect.
I don't have insurance. Who's gonna cover
the
smashed window?
Who's gonna pay for the insurance, guys?
Well, I mean,
you smashed the window, sounds of idiot.
I told you my name is Sound of Fist.
Grandson!
He had that coming, and I'm relatively certain he was a little bit of a criminal. Just so you know, Granny. And just for the record, you're not completely innocent because this is 1 hour parking and you've been here for 1 hour and 14 minutes.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, Granny, that maybe it's time for you to see a little bit of justice. Hit girl, where are you?
Here I am, Big Daddy.
Well, it is safe to say that we can now go and fight the crime lords and all that sort of stuff. Nice meeting you, Sounds of Fists.
It was an absolute pleasure to meet you too, Big Daddy.
It's one of the coolest names I've ever heard. And just so you know.
And your daughter, Hit Girl, she's a cool girl.
Yeah.
How old is she?
Like 14, I think.
Okay.
I was in prison. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about this dying granny on the floor?
It doesn't matter. I'm more worried about the guy you punched in half over there.
Yeah, I'm pretty dead. I can't move my legs.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what I'm going to do, I'll call you an ambulance, and then I'm just going to...
Yeah, you do whatever you got to do. We got to bounce. So, yeah, let's go. We can ride this hawk. No, it's really sick. That hawk ain't going anywhere. All right, I'll see you later. Bye.
I mean, that's a good scene, no matter how you look at it. And that's the interaction we all wanted, right? We didn't want kick-ass meeting your guy. We wanted Big Daddy.
Yeah, the top dog.
The top dog. I'm really happy with that. Went exactly how I thought it would go. One scene I do really, really like out of the movie, it's kind of going back in time, but I like how when the guy that plays Kick-Ass, he's... he first gets his powers by having his ass absolutely kicked. He gets the absolute crap beaten out of him. He gets stabbed.
By two thugs.
He can't feel anything. That's how he gets his power, because he has so much numbness from surviving an absolute beating and car hitting him as well. But I like
hit
how
and runners too.
It's a legit hit and run. So brutal. But I love the scene where he comes up to try and like save the day, right? And he's like, comes in out of nowhere and he's just like, hey, what are you guys doing over there?
Oh, nothing, mate. We're just...
Yeah? Well, I say you need to pick on someone your own size.
What did you just say, punk?
Shink. Shink.
Oh my gosh, you've got two medium-sized...
sticks. Metal sticks. And you'll have to some damn respect, because guess what? It's clobbering time. Sound effects are really shit.
Is Arnie meant to be in this scene?
He's coming. Don't you worry about that. Hey, what's going on out there down from the window?
Oh, no. It's the sound of fists.
Hey. Hey, you better not be getting up to any mischief down there. No. Stay out of this, sir. Stay upstairs. I got this. Hey, what's that guy doing over there with a knife? Hey, you knock it down there. Keep it down. Okay, I'm trying to sleep.
You know what I'm going to do with this knife? I'm going to stick it in your butt.
Oh, no. Ah! Hey, I said keep it down.
You listen here, old man. You stay out of this. We're having a private matter.
Okay. Bye. I mean, that's a good scene. That's exactly how it works out, but that's the Arnie cameo that we'd all love to see.
Yeah, just hanging out the window,
yep.
Having a yell.
Yep. Just
telling kids to keep it down, get off my lawn.
It could be a role he was born for. We don't know, because he's never been cast in it.
It's pretty rare that he actually has a cameo.
That's true. He has had them every now and then. Welcome to the Jungle.
Yep.
One of them, of course.
Also known as the Showdown.
Oh, yeah.
Or was it the Rundown?
Rundown.
Rundown.
The Rundown. Yeah, Americans call it that, because they get confused with jungles being welcome. Made no sense to them. I mean, there's so many action sequences in this, and as we just heard us brilliantly act that out, I don't think we should probably lean into more of them.
I would like...
Here we go. Here we go. This is what I'm here for.
To talk about the microwave scene.
The microwave scene? Oh, yeah. So it's all these Italian mob guys, and they put in the person they want to interrogate.
Into an industrial-sized microwave.
And it's like he's in essentially a glass room...
Slowly being irradiated to death.
Yeah, I'm happy to get involved in that. Where do you see Arnie fitting into a scene like this with a bunch of Italian mobsters?
Well, there's two options. Either he's an Italian mobster or he's microwave guy.
Well, I think we both know who he's going to be.
All right, we got this guy. What are we going to do with him?
I don't know, boss. He's been all making all sorts of threats to all of us, stealing our cocaine. We know we don't love this very much, boss.
Well, you know what? We got him here now. Frank the Amico, our boss, he wants us to get some answers to find out where this kick-ass guy actually is.
Yeah, and don't be talking about this superhero crap. No one believes in it.
Hey, right? I'm walking here.
Yeah, I'm walking as well. We're all walking over here. Hey, let's get him out of the microwave for half a second and talk to him. Hey, wake up. Hey. Guys, I'm telling you, you've got to believe me.
What do you mean we got to believe you? What are you doing?
I'm telling you, I had all the cocaine. I was ready to give it back to you guys and distribute it and do the right thing.
And what were you going to do with that cocaine,
I was going to sell it for you. Of course I was. You know how much I love your family.
What family is that?
I don't want to say it out loud in case there's a wire. I know how it gets. And also, I don't really know how to pronounce the last name too confidently. Maybe D'Amico?
It's D'Amico.
Oh, yeah.
D'Amico.
I thought we were saying the same thing. My apologies. It's the accent. Anyway, like I said to your friends, not your boss, your friends, I said, hey, a superhero character came down. He looked a little bit like a bat.
What do you mean he looked like a bat? He looked like a bat, like a Batman?
Like a man who's
like
a bat.
Like a DC comic?
I don't think I'm allowed to legally say that in
this
movie.
Hey, I'm walking here, sorry.
He looked like a Batman.
Yeah.
And he came down and he attacked us all. I managed to get out with my life.
How did you manage to get out with your life, eh?
I bribed him.
With what?
Running away.
Why did you you bribed him or running away?
I was trying to sound tougher, but it didn't work out. I ran away. I hid behind three dead bodies of my men. I'm covered in their blood still.
Yeah.
I miss Sammy every day.
Who's Sammy?
He was the man that I died that I covered to my body so I could live. Oh, I'm so dramatic.
Hold on.
I mean, that was the worst thing that's ever going to happen to me, right? Surely. Oh, boy.
I don't believe this guy. You know what?
We got ourselves one of these industrial microwaves
over
here.
Yeah, I've been eating that up. I've been cooking all sorts of popcorn in it. It's pretty delicious,
I've been putting some gabagool in there. I've been putting a little bit of a spicy meatball. I put a bit of pasta in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too. I've been putting a little bit of garlic bread and maybe macaroni and cheese.
But you know what?
It smells lovely.
Hey, you shut up.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking? You're thinking about
I told you to shut up. I'm talking to the other crime guys.
Just quick idea. If you want to pitch this microwave the way it heats, I imagine very good for heating up some cold bolognese.
No, we've already had some bolognese.
Yeah, we had it for lunch, you idiot.
Nana made us some bolognese.
Stupid idiot. What the hell?
Get out of here.
Slap it around here.
Hey, I'm walking
okay,
in here.
Okay, I'm just suggesting.
I'm trying to interrogate here. Eh?
Hey, he's walking. He's trying to interrogate over here.
Know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking, boss?
What are you thinking, boss?
No.
I'm sorry. I'm still chiming in. It's hard to think of. I'm part of the conversation. I'm not part of the conversation.
Hey.
Okay.
Read my lips.
Uh-huh.
You talk. When I ask you a question.
Okay, so reading your lips, that looked like
a question?
It looked like you said cannoli is a good sport. And I don't think that made any sense.
Okay.
This is going to get a wise guy over
He's
here.
He's a real wise
He's
guy.
He's a wise guy over here.
I'm finally going to get to what I was trying to say.
Okay.
Is anyone hungry for a little bit of Austrian schnitzel?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Wunderbar. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's the most I didn't realize you guys even knew how to make that. Which herbs are you using?
Oh, we know how to make it,
all
right.
We know how to make it, man.
We know how to do it in Austrian schnitzel. Hey, you big guy, come here. We're going to put you in this industrial microwave and we're going to have a bit of a chat.
Wait. Do you not want any more information out of me?
No, we're going to get that information in the microwave while we cook you.
What?
And if we're satisfied,
okay,
we're going to let you out and you can
enjoy. No, I don't want to do it in there. Do I only get in there?
Now, how much can we put it on this thing? Do we put like 5 minutes? Is it like
He's yelling right now. I can't hear a thing. This is so good. This is a great idea. I love this. What could possibly go wrong? Anyway, set the timer. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not really good with microwaves. I always just press stat like three times.
You press stat.
Three times.
Then you get like 3 minutes.
And then it's like, yeah, you don't know what it's going to do.
I got one of those microwaves at home that if you do it, you hit start. It gives you 1 minute.
Oh, okay. I got my 30-seconder.
Okay, I'm going to press the button. Beep. Oh, look, it's a 30-second one.
Oh,
it's a cheaper one.
You push it a few more times then. Beep, you push beep, it up. Beep, there you beep, go. Beep, there you beep, go. Beep, beep, beep. I can kind of slightly...
You all right in there?
I can slightly hear him a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to ask him these questions. Where did you get the cocaine?
Oh, I told you everything. The Batman car.
It looks like a bowl of dropped spaghetti.
It's kind of like your nonna's, you know? It looks like a beautiful blend of reds and the whites and the denim...
Let's open it up. Let's have a look.
I don't want to open it. I'm scared. Oh, that is.
Smell.
Wow, he ain't talking. Yeah, wow.
Oh, that's gross. The boss ain't going to be happy about this one.
He ain't going to be happy about this.
You want to call him or should I?
Nope, I don't want to call him. You call him.
Okay, I'm going to call the boss.
You call the
boss.
Hold
on, I'll call the boss. Beep, 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 beep.
Yo.
Oh, hey, boss, it's me, Pauly.
Yeah, what's going on?
I just wanted to talk to you about that guy who stole that cocaine.
Oh, yeah, you get him?
Yeah, we got him. We tried to interrogate him.
Oh, yeah.
We confiscated this big industrial microwave.
Oh, that's good. That's good for, like, cannolis and, like, whatever
and like
you want to
do.
Yeah, gnocchi, perfect. Heat it right through. It's going to stir it, obviously, halfway through. But, yeah, that's a great idea.
5 minutes on the microwave. You press the button a couple of times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, this Austrian lummox, we find him hiding up a couple of dead bodies. Sammy was one of them.
Oh, Sammy. I'm going to miss that Sammy. He had a good ass.
Yeah, so we torture him for a bit. We put him in the microwave.
How much for a bit? You know, obviously, he's a big boy.
We put it on for 5 minutes.
He's a big boy. You're going to need longer than 5 minutes. You ain't going to get a bear cook through.
No, you'd think that, but then I'm looking at him now. We just got a big pile of gabagool on the floor.
Oh, gabagool.
There's nothing left of him. There's just a whole bunch of viscera. Gabagool.
Gabagoo. Oh, well, that's a shame. Did he talk at least? You get any information? Have I got my drug somewhere or what?
We don't know where the cocaine is at all.
Oh, that's a
He says
shame.
He was trying to sell it for us and give us the money.
Okay, well, my son's got a bit of a plan. He wants to kind of be a superhero and tame a... Oh, that bloody bird, I swear to God.
It was in the background.
It's a very sick hawk. Very sick hawk.
It sounds like he's kind of trapped, you know?
Yeah, like he wants to go into a human form, but he's stuck in the form of a hawk and he can't get back yet. Yeah, he does sound a little bit like that, but I don't know. Maybe he's just ill.
It's so weird having a hawk in the city.
It is.
Why is there a hawk in the city?
I don't know. I'm hawking here. I don't know.
Okay, what do you want us to do with this pile of mush on the floor.
Well, I just leave it.
Leave the gabagool?
Yeah, leave the gabagool.
Well, the custodian's not going to be happy about that.
That's all right. I don't mind.
It's okay, right. We leave it.
Forget about
we'll
it.
We'll see you back soon.
Yeah, forget about it.
Hey, I'm walking in.
Yeah, it's a hawking over there. Fantastic. Peak cinema. Now, the last bit that I would like to touch on is, and there's so many things we haven't touched on because, you know, we ain't got time and I'm not going to do it any justice. Like the whole storyline that he's the girl that he has a hot sore thinks he's gay. And so he like pretends to be gay. And then he's like, oh, I've gone too far. I'm rubbing her naked back. What's happening? I don't want Arnie anywhere near that scene.
Nah.
No, thank you. Thank you, Alan. No problem, Arnie. Looking after you. I appreciate it so much. Not this hawk.
But I do love when Nicolas Cage gets to meet, he's with Hit Girl, and they get to meet Kick-Ass.
Yes.
And I think that's what I want to do. I think that's exactly the moment we want to do, right?
Absolutely.
But Arnie is Kick-Ass.
It makes sense to have him as the leading
role. He's the leading role. I mean, who's this? Who played him? Aaron Taylor-Johnson?
Who is married to a 55-year-old?
Is he?
Have you not done the deep research into that?
No. Should have I?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you saying it weird?
It's a rabbit
hole. Why have you got a toothpick in your mouth? You're saying it's so cool. It's weird.
Yeah, what I mean is like...
I mean, it's not. You can love who you want to love. You should. If anyone loves love over here, it's the guy who keeps claiming he loves love.
It was more the issue that he was 17 in that film that she was the director of.
Oh.
And they got together at the end of that film.
Okay. Well, let's get that scene happening. Swap him in with Arnie, a real man.
Oh my God, that was so chaotic. This is incredible. My green outfit's looking so tight. I got the yellow mask thing happening. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a bit numb, but I'm doing pretty well. I want to thank you guys for assisting me back there. My name's Kick-Ass. What's yours?
Yeah, I'm Big Daddy.
Yeah. I immediately realized that by me doing this voice, you're now Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. How about a quick swap?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
And I'm Kick-Ass, and you are...
I'll go by Big Daddy.
You sound certainly sassy. You gotta say that, Big Daddy. Sassy Daddy is what I'm gonna nickname
you. I
fought
it really hard to do this. I'm not in the right mindset, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, it's a voice...
I'd appreciate a swap.
It's a voice that stays with you when you close your eyes. Well, let me tell you something about our operation. First off, I want to introduce you to my daughter. I mean, my accomplice.
Wait, hold on. You said daughter. Did you give away her identity?
No, certainly did not. This is my accomplice / sidekick.
Wait, what is the difference between accomplice and sidekick?
Well, one of them is like partnership and the other one's like your sidekick. It's look it up, all right?
Oh, hold on.
Get yourself a Webster's dictionary.
Well, I've got one right here. Let me have a look.
Oh, no, okay. Look it up. Oh, God. Okay. She's trying to do introductions over here with all these bad guys coming up the stairs, but sure, he's got a dictionary.
Daddy, what's taking him so long?
I don't know. He's looking something up, he said. I don't know.
So you said the first one was accomplice.
Yeah, but do you don't even know how to spell that?
No, I do.
I don't.
It's A-C-C-L-O-M. A-C-L-O-M.
Yeah,
I spelled that wrong, actually.
Sound it out.
In the way it says accomplice can kind of admit guilt in like a crime.
Yeah.
Because you're an accomplice. Yeah. You guys commit crimes?
In the eyes of the law, we're all committing crimes.
Daddy, you said we weren't committing crimes.
Hey, honey, no. You need to get your headphones back on and listen to some podcasts while Daddy talks, okay?
Okay, I'm going to just listen to this new podcast I found. It's called Can We Get Arnie?
Don't listen to that shit. Okay, I wouldn't.
Hey, Kick-Ass, look at this. It's a knife, and watch what I do with it.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah.
What did you think?
Whoa, did your teacher that?
Yeah, I did, yeah. Amongst many other things that she cannot use in normal society. I've kind of ruined her. And I don't know what that is the definition, but we call her Hit Girl.
Okay, so her name's Hit Girl.
Yeah.
Okay, we're really getting somewhere now. Okay, so Hit Girl, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you're Kick-Ass.
I'm Kick-Ass.
I'm Big Daddy.
You're Big Daddy.
That's Hit Girl. But yeah, that's my story. Let's kill these guys. Kick-Ass, an absolute honor to meet you.
Big Daddy, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah.
It's been really good. So if I need to find you, if we need to collaborate in the future together.
Just tell everyone on your website that you're going on holiday.
Okay, so where do I go on holiday?
I don't know, like Brazil?
What about like
Cuba? Maybe go to Australia. I filmed a movie. I mean, someone filmed a movie there. Now you don't know who I am. Am I Nicolas Cage? Am I Big Daddy?
This is getting very meta.
I don't even know what that means.
Now, I got that. Well, what if say you want to come to me. I'll tell you how to get to my place. So go to my...
Well, no. We don't share information like that.
No, but I'm pretty open like this.
Okay, that seems like much of your detriment, but sure.
So what you do is you go to this...
Hey, sweet girl, can you get down from the balcony for a pop-off? Thanks. Appreciate
Daddy,
it.
You know I like heights.
No, I don't want you on the top of that balcony. I'll pop-off, please. Come back. Thank you.
Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
Are we gonna get ice cream after
this? You better believe we'll get some ice cream, some sundaes. It'd be fantastic. Yeah.
Can I come for Sunday?
Well, no, I don't really know you that well.
Okay, anyway, so as I was saying, so you want to come find me. I got a little place on the side of Rhode Island, and you come into the house, and then you go to this.
One second, there's a weird animal. Okay. Well.
Was that the hawk?
Yeah, I don't know. It's turning into a human, it looks like. It's hard to tell. I can't...
Oh, what have you done to me?
Wait, it's saying something. Let me lean in close.
I was a human animorph, and I was stuck as a hawk form.
Yeah, I'm just hearing hawk. I don't really hear much. See ya!
Well, that's it. I think that's as safe to say. Can we add Arnie to kick ass?
We most certainly can.
And there's scenes in there that I want to see in the original. Let's rework this baby.
It needed to be more Hawk.
I agree. That's on us. I'll admit that.
Yeah.
That's when we dropped the ball, but that's okay. Let us know that we didn't drop the ball on our socials, please. Can we add Arnie? Find us on the TikToks, the Instagrams.
The Facebooks.
Oh, Facebook, really?
Yeah, we got a Facebook group. You can join it. Free of charge.
Oh,
life.
No, yeah. Internally, it's costing you your soul, but it is free.
Yeah, and by all means, like us, subscribe to the podcast. Yep. It helps us get noticed.
Yep.
We want to quit our day jobs at some point, people.
I'm just going to quit it regardless.
Okay, fair enough.
And then I'll be poor.
That damn horse!